Kaylee, earlier on the weekend, I told you I found a snake at Endergrove Lakes.
Yeah, it was like doing its thing around the lake when it was raining.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week as well, it's been revealed North Jacklin Motor Group found a snake under the bonnet of a car they were servicing. It was massive.
What's with all the snakes? I don't see them in the wild that often.
No. Well, you know, I hadn't seen snakes in the wild here for 2 years. And I feel like I've just suddenly seen a whole bunch. So to get a bit of info, we've got Heather from Mackay and Serena Snake Catchers with us. Heather, you were actually the one who dealt with the snake at North Jacklin, right?
Yep, that's right.
How did that go?
It was as normal. The snake didn't want to come out of the engine. By the time I got there, it was actually quite intertwined in the bottom behind, sort of in between where it was, where you could see it on the picture and up towards the fan belt. Mm. So it was a bit tricky to get it out. But, we had a successful catch and the snake was fine and I was fine and the lady who owned the car was fine.
Now, Heather, it really feels like we're seeing snakes popping up and it's still winter. I mean, I know it's North Queensland winter, but I thought we had like another month or so until things are meant to start heating up for snakes here.
Yep. So typically any time from the middle of winter throughout until sort of the start of spring can be the time where snakes begin to their breeding cycle. So it all depends on when we have the cold. So this year we had a really, really big cold snap at the very beginning of June. Last year we had the cold snaps towards the end of winter. So it was quite a late breeding season last year. But this year it's been quite early. So we've already seen breeding, combating behaviours from males. So the cold triggers the sperm production and the ovaries to produce the eggs in the snakes. And so that's what triggers the males looking for the females, and hence they go places where they don't. Well, they're not really thinking normally.
Many guys can describe that feeling.
Hormones just taking over.
Yeah, right.
So they end up
turning up in places where, you know, because they're not really paying much attention to what's around them, people tend to see them. Snakes are pretty generally secretive.
Next thing we're going to see one at the gallery.
Oh, maybe. Well, I saw one at the dispensary the other day.
Was there really?
Yeah, there was.
Wow, so they are really... I've been holding on to that song grab for this entire time.
Yeah, totally doing that at the moment.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So how long do you think we can expect this for this year? Like, is this going to be on for a while?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll go on all the way through the spring season. Different species of snakes start breeding at different times. So some are a little bit later in the season, some are earlier. At the moment, we're seeing lots and lots and lots of carpet pythons.
Right.
So as we go through spring, we'll find that we'll see, you know, probably some eastern browns, some tree snakes. Tree snakes are already starting to breed as well. You know, and other species as well.
There you go. Look, that's really good to keep in mind. Of course, if you find a snake in a really confronting situation, call Heather, Mackay and Serena Snake Catchers. But Heather, thanks so much for your time and for explaining that all.
No problem at all. It's lovely to talk to you again.